Sacsayhuaman is an engineering marvel, and one that defies an accepted explanation for not only its intended purpose, but also the methods of construction that were employed and the definitive time period when these multi-ton megalithic stones with their marshmallow-like appearance were actually constructed and placed. The level of expertise on display, juxtaposed with the extremely simple Bronze Age toolkit of the Inca, to which mainstream archaeologists attribute the construction of Sacsayhuaman, causes any critically thinking person to stop for a moment and consider the likelihood of a copper and bronze-wielding culture with nothing more than simple chisels and hammerstones, possessing the ability to quarry, carve, cut, lift, transport, and then precision place multi-ton stones, especially when you realize that Sacsayhuaman's blocks are not only composed of limestone, a relatively soft and more workable stone, but also diorite and andesite, two extremely hard stones that would heavily resist damage from copper and bronze tools, which are far softer than the stone itself. And yet we find andesite and diorite stones being cut into as if it was nothing to them, polished surfaces that completely defy the capability of the Bronze Age toolkit. For example, this absolutely baffling area adjacent to the main plaza of Cyclopean stone walls towers a strange geological formation known as the Rodadero. This dioritic outcrop is the result of an ancient magma bubble bursting through the surface of the earth and cooling into the formation you now see. Diorite is an incredibly hard igneous rock. It is not possible to do precision carving and cutting on dioritic rock with a copper or bronze chisel, and yet these are precisely the tools we are being told we used to achieve works such as this.
And this is diorite?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is where it gets weird. Oh, wow. What the f***?
These are not the signatures of a quarry. These cuts were done with a different purpose in mind, smoothed down to a fine finish on stone that would defy all attempts from typical Bronze Age tools to shape it. And yet, here they are, invoking once again the possibility that these works belong to a different time than that of the Inca, inviting us to look for answers further back into the ancient past than the mainstream currently accepts. We have to defy their proclamations of absolute certainty, because the evidence does not agree with their conclusions. The level of expertise and sophistication of the toolkit required to create marble-top smooth precision 90-degree angle cuts into diorite rock forces us to question how and when such cuts were achieved. And they weren't just achieved once or twice. Around Sacsayhuaman, we find literally countless examples of precision stone cutting on a mastery level of expertise. Strewn across this mountainous landscape, we find one example after another of precision stonework that shows evidence of severe weathering and damage that forces us to reconsider the chronology of their creation. Rather than 500 years ago, we see a level of damage and degradation that invites a far more ancient origin, one that witnessed geological trauma, natural forces of unimaginable strength, slinging stones the size of buildings across the land, as if attacked by a race of giants. Walking around the surrounding area of Sacsayhuaman, away from the main walls, you will find precision niches cut directly into bedrock outcrops, andesite blocks and circular enclosures that hint of further infrastructure below. We see scoop marks into stone as if they were once softened, just as we find in many other areas across the world, including Egypt, the global signatures the hallmarks of an ancient worldwide presence are once again on display in the stonework of Peru. And this is one of the reasons why we must give due consideration to the argument that the Inca were not responsible for these most impressive of megalithic works across Peru. Because these works share the same hallmarks, they share the same common features with megalithic projects worldwide. Whether it be the stone nubs that we find protruding from blocks and bedrocks, this is a feature that we find across the megalithic world on a global scale, from Egypt to India, Peru to Pakistan, the stone nubs are present. And then we have the scoop marks, the indentations in stone that show no signs of chisel marking and instead seem to suggest that the rock was quite literally scooped, leaving a smooth channel and indentation in otherwise incredibly hard stone such as andesite, diorite, and rose quartz granite. Once again, we find this signature in ancient Peru, we find it in Egypt, and across the ancient megalithic prehistoric world. Another data point that begins to reinforce the likelihood that these megalithic works in Peru, where these design features and signatures are present, are in fact older than the Bronze Age Inca, and are indicative of a global pattern in megalithic stone building that invokes the need for a lost civilization. A lost chapter of human history, of which we have evidence for in the form of architectural anomalies, oral tradition, and cultural myth worldwide. And Peru is no exception. In fact, I would argue that Peru is one of the most important areas in the world for examining the evidence of lost periods of human civilization. As we continue to journey across the area surrounding Sacsayhuaman, we continue to encounter one stonework anomaly after another. For example, these boulders that we came across along the path. They have these incredible carvings in a style that we see across Peru, with these rectangular recesses, sharply defined internal planes, and a slightly beveled outer edge. It's a style we find in virtually all of the ancient sacred sites I visited in Cusco. It's also a style that is echoed across the megalithic stone building world, further challenging the claim that these works belong to the Bronze Age Inca, and strengthening the possibility of a far older, globally connected civilization. The cavities in these stones have uniformed depth, corners are cleanly executed, suggesting controlled stone removal, not random chisel work. The inner surfaces appear flat and even, the outer rim has precision cut right angles, but the blocks themselves show signs of severe weathering and fracturing, implying an origin in deep antiquity. And there is one area in particular that we are now on our way towards. Maneuvering through the dry brush, we follow the narrow footpaths that lead us over to one of the strangest outcrops in the region, the Chincana Grande, the Grand Labyrinth. Named as such due to the legends that this bizarre monument of stone is in fact guarding an entrance into the fabled labyrinth beneath Sacsayhuaman. This bedrock protrusion is absolutely covered in bizarre and incredibly precise cuts. As we scan across the stone anomaly, we see the evidence of precision stairs and niches and trapezoid windows, platforms, and yet, counterintuitive to any typical form of quarrying, we see an alarming lack of tool marks. Instead, we simply have extremely precise voids where stone has been taken with incredible accuracy and purpose. This is by no means a typical quarry, and by no means were typical Bronze Age tools deployed in the crafting and removing of stone on the Chincana Grande.
If you wanted a seriously weird example of precise stone cutting in a completely counterintuitive and strange place, here it is. Thank you.
as we move around the perimeter of the outcrop, we notice something quite remarkable. A colossal block of stone lies on its side at the base of the Chincana, with these strange stepped cuts running down it. And as we observe the Chincana Grande itself, we see the clear imprint of where this gigantic piece of rock once belonged. The clear marking of stair-like indentations, this huge piece of the Chincana Grande was blown clean off, perhaps by Spanish raiders, perhaps through geological trauma in the region many thousands of years prior. The answers are uncertain, but what is certain is that the Chincana Grande, regardless of whether it guards the entrance into a labyrinth, is in of itself an outright anomaly. The strange cuts that encompass this bedrock outcrop do not stop on its sides, but continue all the way to the top of this enigmatic shrine. Timeless tribute to a now forgotten group of stone masters. The crown of Chincana Grande continues the tradition of bizarrely precise 90-degree cuts and grooves into the stone, in formations and styles that are not comparable to standard quarrying techniques, and instead invoke a different purpose altogether, one that we still do not understand. The fact that this outcrop also boasts a fabled entrance into the same labyrinth that the Chincana Project is beginning to uncover at the main site of Sacsayhuaman makes the Chincana Grande all the more mysterious in its presence and its implications. Why the cuts and niches, and how did a Bronze Age culture achieve this level of precision?
Clean, but that part.
You saying it's glyphs? It
looks like glyphs.
Water on oh, okay. Yeah. I see them now. In the crystal. Could just be a shape.
Yeah, there's a lot of right angles and parallel lines.
Yeah, I see them now coming out a bit more clearly. It does almost look a little bit like etched in writing, actually. Yeah. Weird. It almost looks like it says J-E.
J?
Yeah, the first bit here.
Oh, you carved your name?
J-E. G. Yeah, that's weird, because it's actually a crystal vein.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that could...
That would mean it was carved a long time ago, and right. The calcite crystals grew
into the shape of it. Yeah, that's weird. And then this little notch, little niches. This is such a strange chunk of rock. Look at this, guys. I mean, everywhere you look, you've just got right angle cuts, steps.
Right angles, curves.
Yeah, weird curves. Look at this bit here. Curving rock. Jagged right angles in this little chamber here. Have you done a 3D scan of this?
No, but we could.
That would be cool, right? Photos, yeah. Yeah, like photogrammetry of this would be really cool.
In this new episode of Ancient Technologies, I'm going to be showing you the only high-quality videos that exist of going inside two incredibly ancient temples that are hidden within the bedrock outcrops high up in the mountains of Cusco in Peru. I also take you through several of the most anomalous sites in ancient Cusco, precision cutting techniques into solid bedrock that contradict the Bronze Age toolkit that we assign to their creation. Evidence of novel methods of softening and manipulating stone in ways that we can't explain, the signatures of mechanical drilling into bedrock, all the signs of a bygone era lost to history and now spoken of only in the preserved legends and oral traditions of the indigenous people. Long before the Bronze Age Inca settled these lands and repurposed the megalithic structures for their own civilizations, these buildings and sacred spaces were here. This is ancient Peru like you have never seen it before. Stunning 4K quality cinematography of the unexplainable architecture and high technology evidence that we see across the Peruvian landscape.